Chapter 4. On the Road. Linda was driving down a suburban road when a male driver pulled up beside her, rolled down his window, and gestured for her to do the same. As she rolled down her window, he pointed to her tires. "Your tires flat," he shouted. This came as a surprise to Linda, since she hadn't realized anything was wrong with her car. It looked, sounded, and handled normally. She continued driving with an uneasy feeling, as the other driver kept trying to convince her to pull over. Could she be wrong about the tire? Although Linda knew she could damage her car by driving with a flat tire, her intuition told her that the other driver's intentions weren't good. She kept driving until she reached a shopping mall, where she pulled into the parking lot. The other driver didn't follow, but drove past without slowing. When Linda stepped out to check, she saw that her tires were perfectly well inflated. She could only guess why the other driver had wanted her to pull over. By sticking to what she knew was true in the face of another person's false statements, and by following her intuition when it told her something was wrong, Linda had kept herself out of harm's way. What if she'd actually had a flat tire that she hadn't noticed? Her actions still would have taken her to a better place to get help. The parking lot of a busy shopping mall is safer than the shoulder of most roads. Know what to do in emergencies. Even the most careful driver can be faced with emergency situation caused by random or unanticipated events. If you're driving alone and find yourself in such a situation, use your common sense. If your vehicle breaks down, get off the road and out of the path of oncoming traffic, even if you have to drive on a flat tire. A tire is replaceable. You're not. Turn on your emergency flashers and consider using emergency roadway flares if you have them. If you have a cell phone, use it immediately to call for help. If not, use a nearby roadside telephone if one's available. Otherwise, remain in your vehicle with the doors locked and wait for a police officer to stop and help you. If a motorist stops to offer assistance, don't open the window more than a crack, but ask the motorist to call for a tow truck or the police. If you see a stranded motorist, don't stop to help. Carjackers and other criminals sometimes pose as drivers in need of assistance. Call the police to alert them.